interesting, the mixed reactions I got about this year. All the other ones that I've been giving, the schoolers, night horror dreams, I didn't get any threats. All the other ones, everybody came and said, I have an answer for school law, I have an answer for night horror, I have an answer, I had this and this dream. Somebody came to me yesterday, I had this and this other Shabbat Shaila, to talk about it. When I came to the Inyanim of Kibra Bain, Kibra Ingles especially, so I got mixed messages. I got some from the parents, I got some from the children, I got some from the Ingles, I got some from the Aiden. So I have a big problem over here. And I'll quote the portion of one of the many who came to me, and this is Bemis, so with this in mind, I have to give the shiur today, is that one of them said, Baba Kalis, they seem to like you in Golda Screen. This is the Shaykh HaKadosh. They seem to like you over here at Golda Screen. But it could change today. So Mezra Hashem, what I'm going to try to do today is I'm going to try to talk to the in-laws, I'm going to try to talk to the Aiden, I'm going to try to talk to the parents, I'm going to try to talk to the children. Maybe either what's going to happen is all four groups are not going to like me, or we'll see, Mezra Hashem. As bad as this, is a Gemara. Everybody knows the famous Gemara, the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin talks about the famous Maisa, about Dama ben Asina. Everyone knows that the Gemara says that Dama ben Asina, he was the dogma of Kibbut Abba'im, and the Gemara's lashon is Abhechon Kibbut Abba'im, and the Gemara brings down, assumedly, an interesting Maisa that he had, one Maisa with the Paraduma, the Gemara Nebuchadnezzar, Zara, and one Maisa that he had at one of the jewels that was needed for the Chayesh Mitzvah, for the Eifet. And he had that jewel. The Chazal tell us that because he didn't wake up his father, that such Gevaldik could keep it up, and he was Zayich the next year, the Hafat the Kazachin, and that the Gemara brings as an example of Heichon keep it up, doesn't the dogma from that Heichon keep it up, and this by us is a Pelagadayla. This is a big kasha for everybody in this room. Why? And the Chayra, there's two problems here. Number one, we don't learn halachos from a guy. We don't learn halachos from a guy. Very nice that the guy did this. But who says? We know that things changed after Matan Torah. Whatever were the halachos that Klal Yisrael received before Matan Torah, we know that they changed after Matan Torah. So even if this would be an example of Kibbut Abba'im for a guy, but who says that's considered Kibbut Abba'im for a yid? It's one kasha. It's something everybody had. Another kasha, which is mamisha a kasha, a mamisha kasha. That l'chayda, when it comes to Kibbut Abba'im, when it comes to Kibbut Abba'im, is even a bigger kasha. If your father was sleeping, and you know that your father, you know, there's a person that comes to the door. I'll tell you this in the Russian of my father. I gave this year when I was in America 3 months ago, a similar year. And my father was at the year. And my father said, Shraggy, if you don't wake me up and the guy knocks on the door for the $50 million deal, I'm going to break your arm. And that was, you know, that we spoke about yesterday. No, so l'chayda, we have a kasha over here. L'chayda, with this dumb of an asina, as a tzaddik, he didn't wake up his father. That's Kibbut Abba'im. That's not Kibbut Abba'im. That's a Meshuggah. He didn't wake up his father. His father was going to make a $50 million deal, and he didn't wake up his father. How can it be he didn't wake up his father? If you know that your father wants to wake up for davening, so he said, but no, he tiptoe out of the house. So the tzaddik, I'll take care of his alarm. So that you don't wake up, and then that's not a tzaddik. That's not a tzaddik. That's not Kibbut Abba'im. That's not Kibbut Abba'im. That's not Kibbut Abba'im. So these are two great sakashas. Let's see, maybe, then it says, Ramesh Agav, my man Musker, Ramesh answers the kasha. We know Dama Benetina's mother, we know what happened with Dama Benetina's mother. She used to come in front of all the Chashmah people and Romy, and she used to spit at him, and she used to scream at him, and then she used to give Dama Benetina a very hard time. Dama Benetina sat like this, like we saw the Gemara says by Rabbi Tarfin. Didn't bother him, didn't say anything. You're right, mommy. Thank you, mommy. 100% right, mommy. Didn't say anything. So Ramesh said, that's very good. The mama gave him Mishigina, the tata gave him Mishigina, and Mashigina, he didn't want to wake up, Feistite. Why he didn't want to wake up, Feistite? The sleep was more important to him than the $50 million. So I find a shit up. But the shine is the rapist. More excited to get out of here. More excited to get out. So Ben-Mis, it says, Mavur Kacha, of a big site. The Emes, if you're looking good in the Gemara, it doesn't say the words, what is the Chi of Kibbut Abba'im? So it doesn't say this in the Gemara. It doesn't say, and it doesn't say this in Arachat, in Shulchan Aruch, in Sinai Reish, man. It doesn't bring it. You know what it says? It said the words, at Eichon, Kibbut Abba'im. To what extent does a person have to feel that herkish, that herkish of gratitude, that herkish of Akkoyah Satoy, to what extent? You know Chazal is teaching us the extent, the what's the desire that a person has to be adding such that I'd be willing to give up all my money for Kibbut Abba'im. That herkish, we'll call it. That herkish, I have to be willing to do anything for Kibbut Abba'im. Because without them, there's no you. Very simple. Everybody realizes that. The gratitude, that Karas HaToyim, the Toyim, the everything, B'chulei, that, the dedication. We'll call it the dedication. The dedication has to be like we find from Dama Ben Asina. But the halachas, we're not going to learn from Dama Ben Asina. The dedication has to be out of sight. And that we'll see in a minute, the nafkamina of what the dedication is. And that's why Abadra, that's why everybody in this room, when their parents walk into the room, they stand up. That's pashit. Why? Because the dedication has to be out of sight. When it comes to my parents walk in the room, stand up. So not that the halacha, I'm not going to talk today about the halacha of Eisai. We don't need to look into Shulchan Aruch and tell us what the halacha of Kibra Ba'eibar. If Eisef HaRosha, the Pashpandim, then we don't need to look. Everybody knows, parents walk in the room, stand up. And everybody knows that the parents come, and the parents, before they ask, what do you need to do? Can I have a drink of water? You know, I know one boss wants to get the parents in time. Super minor. I tell you, your parents have the tightness on you, This is I don't understand. I was like to see the mice once. Father came and said to the son, he says to him, have a drink. So he says to his father, Maisa Shaya. He says to his father, it's over there. Can you get me one also? It's over there. Could you get me one also? It's over there. Could you get me one also? The dedication has to be out of sight. You have to run. As you have to skip. It's to run. But we don't have to talk today about the halachas to keep it up. Everybody knows. But the halachas, the mama slapped the bag. The body, run over it. Run as fast as you can to slap the bag. There's no halachas. There's no Shulchan Aruch says you have to slap the bag. Everybody understands they have to slap the bag. And everybody understands that the father says something. He can't say back the word no. I think it's like this. You have to say, is it possible it's like this? Everyone realizes that. Would you say the word, you know, I always tell my Talmidim, you don't say, to me, unfortunately, the boy is getting worse and worse. I do say it already. But would you say to like Ashiv? Now, I remember the first time I ever had the child tell the Ashiv. I walked around the block about 32 times, over and over and over again, trying to get the Kashiv. You think when Rabbi Ashiv said something, and I didn't agree, or I didn't understand, I said, no, it's like this. You would never in a million years say the words no. We say the words no. We say, but isn't it possible? You'd be trembling as you said it, right? Isn't it possible that maybe it's like this? Isn't that what Chazal said first? How a person has to speak to his parents? These things are pashut, Rabbi Yisrael. This is not what the Shia is going to be about today. That's the dedication. The dedication has to be anasayf. What the Shia is going to be about today is, l'chayda, we have a different problem here. So what hakam? So what? We're not learning from Dabim Natsi the dedication. No, very good. Rabbi Yisrael, let's understand a little bit more. Because Dabim Natsi, that's not what we're learning from Dabim Natsi. I want you to know something. If you wouldn't wake up your parents, you'd be out for keep that pain in the situation. No shy in the world. Nope. Rabbi Yisrael, what is the sign of keep that pain? Everybody here knows. The Chinuch says, that the Yisrael of Kibra Ve'ein is a Karas HaToyv. I just spoke now to the parents. Now I want to speak to the children. Now I want to speak to the parents. The Yisrael of Kibra Ve'ein, because we know there's a bunch of interesting halachas, we'll call them. Seemingly strange. On one hand, we know that the person, he doesn't have to give up any of his money. That means let's say he has to incur the expenses of a old age home, etc. He has to find the finest care for his father, but l'maisa, he doesn't have to come out of his pocket. If he has money and the father doesn't have money, so the peshtetz of the Beit Din says, your ikur sheet stakka is on you, that goes without saying. You didn't need the Shulchan Aruch to tell us that. Look, but upon him, you don't really have to be'emes lose money. Father said to you, it gives me Yavim's nefesh if you don't give me $50 today, 50 pounds. It gives me Yavim's nefesh, you don't give me the 50 pounds. You don't have to give him the money. So, what happened? You're making him feel bad. And we also know other things. You don't have to listen to your parents when it comes to certain things. Ashita, learning Torah, this, that. We all know these halachas. So, man, what's this side? If we have this side, it'll be clear about this Hashem. I think this side, the right side, the side is clear. The Chinuch tells us this side. The Chinuch says this side is a Karas HaToyv. So I want to tell you a story. There was once an Eisel, and Chaim Shmulevitz gave a shmooze. I think everybody else in this room knows this shmooze. It's also a famous shmooze. And Chaim Shmulevitz gave a famous shmooze, and he spoke about the inyanim of Karas HaToyv. He spoke about the Maisa with Rebbe Kiva. The Maisa with Rebbe Kiva, the famous Maisa, that Rebbe Kiva comes back, and Rebbe Kiva comes back, he's got 12 years of learning behind him. He's got cold Rebbe Kiva in the body now. All of Rebbe Kiva, all the Tamayim that came out of Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe Meir, and Rebbe Yehuda by line, they're all inside Rebbe Kiva now. 12 years he comes back, knocks on the door, and he hears the name, he hears the wife say, "Volga the Halavai of the Anthony, no, boy, Halavai, go back to the base, Medrash." Nope, Rebbe Kiva, without hesitation, everybody knows, turns around, goes back to the Beit Medrash for 12 years. Nope, Rebbe Shmuel Shulevitz asked the famous Tasha, wow, he couldn't just come in, and he couldn't just say, you know, Shalom Aleichem, Kol Tuv, I'll see you in 12 years, something, but Shabbos. He couldn't just say, and Chaim Shulevitz said his big sight, which is not for right now, that Chaim Shulevitz said the sight is that Ratzifus, the continuity A person can't stay without the continuity. And 12 plus 12 is not 24. And that's not because I'm an American, I don't know math. Because it's not 12 plus 12 is not 24. It's not the same. The person that learns for 24 straight is not the same. That one little mashu would make all the difference. No, that's the shmooze that Hashem gave. After the shmooze, Rabbi Finkel, one of the greatest Rabbanim in the Mir, everybody learned in the Mir knows that the tzaddik from the Mir, Rabbi Finkel, he went over to Chaim Shalom to ask him a question. He said, very nice, Reb Chaim. It's a shame, shmooze. It's Tzifis, and Avada, that's why I couldn't say Shalom Aleichem. But who is that Kodesh HaTzoyim? Positive. You're right, 100%. HaKodesh HaTzoyim, he said, the guy in 11, the Chinuch says, HaKodesh HaTzoyim, a mensch! A mensch! HaKodesh HaTzoyim, it's very shame, shmooze. But a mensch! And Chaim Shalom said, does this concussion bechlau? Ad kam no shoyim. That's a nishkin kasha. That's not a kasha at all. That HaKodesh HaTzoyim is not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? But he said, Mazbir, what he explained, this I heard from Rabbi people. Why is that not a kasha bechlau? Because Chazal tell us, I'll give you a dogma, but he said, somebody this Purim, put me such a beautiful vase. Ashalachmanis, a vase, Ashena. Lamash, Ashena, vase, beautiful. I had such a curse at Toy to the fellow. You know what I did? I tell you, I took this vase that he bought me. It's such a beautiful vase. I want to do something nice for him. Took the vase, wrapped it up. I wrapped up the vase. I took off, like we do it all, Shalom. I took off his name. I put on the calluses. Thank you very much. And I gave it to him, right back to him. I gave him back the vase. He just sent the mice. I gave him back that. Isn't that funny? That's funny, no? Why is everybody laughing? Curse the toy, man. Such a curse the toy. He gave me such a beautiful thing. I want him also to be happy. What's the answer? That's not curse the toy. What's the ikra karas atoyiv? You know what that's called? That's called hakaras hamaitiv. You're being makir, the person who gave you the toyiv. That's not what a karas atoyiv is. Hakaras atoyiv says you're makir, what is the toyiv, and you make the best of that toyiv, the most of that toyiv. That's the biggest hakaras atoyiv. So what's the most hakaras atoyiv? The next time that fellow comes to my house, I put the vase on the table, and I show him, I use it, and I use the thing that he gave me. Isn't that make sense, Rabbi Stein? Isn't that the real, that's what a curse of type is, no? A curse of native is the native. Here too, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, it's no kasha. My Mamuzger in the story of Rabbi Kiva, understanding what was the type that ancient Rabbi Kiva, the Tepetis gave him. What was the type? He wasn't Makir, the native. That's not what he said is. He understood what's the type. The type is the type. The Torah is the actual that she wants him to learn, and the more Torah. So the more Torah that Rabbi Kiva learns, that's the biggest akaras atoyiv that he can have. He's being makir, that matona that she's giving him, and he's making the most of that matona. Rabbi Sai, this is exactly what the chinuch is teaching us. This is the whole entire yisoid of kibud av va'em. The chinuch teaches us the yisoid of kibud av va'em is akaras atoyiv. No, so let's take a kashya. You know what that means? That means what happens? No, the parents come, and the parents say, I have a child. Al Tshuva called me up, Arab Shabbat, with a similar type of Shiloh. And his parents came back, he's now religious. His parents aren't religious. But these situations, they don't have to be doctor, not religious. They're religious. He has a situation. He wants to go back, and he wants to learn, etc. His parents don't want him to. They give him a part of time. And tell him, I don't understand. In the Ten Commandments, it seems to say, think it's number five. It says over there that kibud av va'em, it's one of the biggies, right? It's kibud av va'em. Honoring your parents. You have to listen to your parents. What's the answer to this question, Baisai? The answer to this question is a mistake. That's not what kibud av va'em is. Kibud av va'em is hakaras hatoyiv. You gave me life. So I have two choices now. I can wrap up this life, put it into a wrapping paper, and give it back to you. Isn't that funny? That's just as funny as the fellow who took the vase, wrapped up the vase, and gave it back. That's funny. That's not a curse that toy, that's a curse I made it. Or, I can take this life, and I can make the most of this life. And that's badness. What the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, the Iker, the sign of Kibud av va'em, is when a person says about this person, actually, Mishali about the sign. Happy is the one who gave birth to him, because he took the life that this person gave you, and you made the most of it. And with this, Rabbi Sai, a lot of things we understand now, things that we didn't understand before. keep it up. Hey, parents give life to you. Don't you have to listen to every single thing that they say? If they tell you, you should do this. You should do this. This is what you should do with your life. And this is what you should do. And da, da, da. But we, on the other end, he's telling us, he has to give up, he has to $1 million. He has to want to give up $1 million for his parents. And on the other end, when the mother walks into the room, he has to slap, he has to this, he has to ask the mother, can I come to you and help you and slap and this? And the dedication, it's not a steer of bichlal. It's not a steer of bichlal. The dedication in keeping that name has to be out of sight. Our feeling to what they gave us, the life, has to be out of sight. And that's mechayev, all those positive mices and those negative mices. How can I have a havamina sitting in my father's chair and this, that? It couldn't be a havamina by a person because the dedication's out of sight. But what is the sight of where, not that he doesn't have to listen to his parents. It's not pshat in that case. He's not being mechayev his parents. The sight in that case is that's not keeping up the havamina. That's not a person's point. If a person knows that he could be successful doing and learning this yeshiva, marrying this girl, they're doing this job, etc. And his parents say, no, I don't want you doing that. So then he has to say, you know what he has to say to his parents? He can't say, no, I know better than you, because that goes back to dedication. He has to say, listen, tell him the shmooze. He has to say, listen, mom, tati, dad, ma, the dedication I have to is out of sight. I do anything for you. And you know what? I want to tell you something. I thank you so much for the life that you give me. But if I take this life and I wrap it up and I give it back to you, then that's ridiculous. And everybody laughs. So in the name of, what do? I'm going to make the most of this life. And if I make mistakes, everybody makes mistakes. But I have to do what I feel is the best. How does the person know what's best for his life? That's a different truth. But that's number one. That's the side of my side. That's the side of keeping up the aim. And that's the side. So we just spoke now. Parents, we spoke now for children. And this is, I have to say, a few shilas. Everybody wants to know, some, a few shilas that come up in the Yonim of Kibbutz Avim. Now, if some, I can't be mayrich on this now, especially. Every one of these things that we're discussing is an arichas gedolah. But I just want to be, start taking these chashbonos, a lot of things make more sense. If a person, the mashal, give an example. I give that nebuch, the people that have problems with the parents, mamish. I have one person called me up, the parents are kipshutai, causing them psychological damage. Right? Not physical abuse, mental abuse, kipshutai. And the person, every time they're around their parents, mamish, it gives them, they feel so good. Mamish, oh, that's terrible. They feel like they're terrible people, and garnish and this. So what do you have to tell such a person? Now what do you have to tell such a person? You gotta get out of there. You gotta get out of it. It's bad. It's a mefreshah shulchan aruch. If the parents are impossible to deal with, and I want you to know, Rabbi Yisai, that doesn't mean that you hold the parents are impossible to deal with. You get to know. That doesn't mean that, Rabbi Yisai. It means they're impossible to deal with. That's them. People that, mamish, they destroy you mentally, emotionally, etc. They're impossible to deal with, and they'll be destroyed. So then we go back to our Yisai. I have to make the most of my life. The biggest akaris atoyt I can do is what? Is I can take this life and make the most of it. That's the most akaris atoyt I can do. No, so in that case, you have to tell the person, you have to get out of there. What could you do? But avada, with mentor time, you have to try, you know, make sure that your parents are taken care of and this, and still see, whatever to whatever extent you could deal with it, you still have to, et cetera. Everyone realizes these chaitas are much bigger than we're making them out to right now. But akopanit, this is at least the first understanding. Another dogma. A person wants to know, there's different chaylas that come up, psychologists and this. This is where the sugya starts. A person wants to know, does he have to give money? This we understand, because I don't have to give. The dedication I have has to be out of sight. But I don't have to lose. I don't have to lose for myself to give to the parents. I want to just mention, I go to a few chaylas and go to in-laws, because I think we're going to make a break. Whoever wants to leave before the in-law chaylas should go, no. Okay. Now we're going to start in-laws, where anybody can move. I'm going to tell you one thing about in-laws. I'm going to talk to the in-laws for a minute, and I'm going to talk to the Eidim for a minute. I'll talk to the Eidim, the in-laws. I can tell you, why is the same thing? I'm going to talk to the in-laws. The in-laws themselves, I'll tell you one big insight, is that Bamis, we know, I'll give you a dogma, there's a Hefner Lashon Hara. Hefner Lashon Hara for Tielis. Personally, he wants to get something off his chest. We'll talk about the other day, exactly where these rules apply and don't apply. But he's exploding. And he has to say something to somebody, he has to get something off his chest. So we know this episode had to for such a thing. No, the girls have to be careful. He starts speaking this Hector, the man will never speak anything but Lashon Hara again. And you have to learn also that everything shouldn't bother you. You have to be able to hold things in, etc. Where this Hector applies, we'll talk about Bez Hashem a different day. But I'll compare him. Well, this Hector, I ask you a question. Can I give you a dogma of where this Hector doesn't apply? Where I come from? The Chafetz Chaim himself. Chafetz Chaim said, this Hector is not a blanket Hector. You know what he gives an example? He says, don't go, I don't have a nice way of saying this, I'm American, this is how we talk, but don't go and tell your wife. You know, you come home, you know, they didn't give me an aliyah today, they don't diss to me, my boss isn't nice to me, no. And he works the bed, right? So Chafetz Chaim says, don't do this to your wife. Find somebody, find your brother to do it to, or whatever. He says, how should cycle? Find them, do this to your wife. No, number one, he says, because the wife, you know, they get all, it's her negiah, she gets even more upset. She gets even, so what's the whole process of being able to tell the other person? Is that the other person should sit there and say, okay, it's not so bad. You know, then maybe to try and make it like this, that you get off your chest and not hate the person. Who they go from that table, we'll talk about it a different time. But I'll find the wife, she's going to hear this, she's going to get all, she's going to, oh, you think, open the woman said, she said, oh, nobody told me. She's gonna get all, but she, you know, she doesn't necessarily know how to handle these things so well, the chule. So she might make it worse than it is. But he says another yisurid. He says, why does, I don't know a nice way of saying this, but this is the English translation of the Chazayim. Why does your wife have to know that you're the biggest loser in the world? He said, you know, you come home, the boss is not nice to me, this one's not nice to me, they don't give me an aliyah and shul, even the children spit on the garment. And why does she have to know this? Is that she thinks, if I marry him? So it's not Tayelis. But what do we see from the Chofetz Chaim? You see Yisoy from Chofetz Chaim. You see that not in every single case, that we definitely see in Chofetz Chaim, you have this hector of, you know, going and getting things off your chest and talking Lashon Hara with Tayelis, as we call it. Right? That could be a perfect example of where there's definitely Vatai Belushin Suffolk in the whole entire world, just to make sure I wasn't, you know, face being too mashmir perhaps. On in-laws, etc. I asked this question right before I left. This is the last question I asked of Lagashev. I asked this question. Can I get up and say this out loud in public in front of in-laws? He said, mitzvah lefarsim. Commercial reminder yesterday. Mitzvah lefarsim, such a nusach. What's the nusach? Should an in-law ever say to the daughter-in-law or the vice versa, to the son-in-law, you know, I just have something to get off my chest about your husband or about your wife? Chas v'shalom. Avadana. That's avadana. That's avadana where the Chofetz Chaim is saying, God, I'll be explosive. That'll be exposed. There'll be no tailors for such a thing. That's a vada. I have no suffix. That there's no heter. And I don't have to come on to the lovers of Lashon Hara for such a thing. I come on to push it. The first chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Brain. You have to have brain. That's the first chelik of Shulchan Aruch. And a person who would do that is asking for nothing but fire. But again, for me to say this, I have to have a maisa. You have to have a raya for such a thing. No, I said, it's almost the first chelik of but after raya, I'll tell you a maisa. There's once a maisa, one of the G'dayle Oilam. It's like a great G'dayle. And this gadol, he called up his daughter, the first week after the chasana, I don't know what it was, second week after the chasana, and he calls up his daughter, and he says, what time did your husband go to shul today? So she's getting all nervous, you know, she's still sleeping in the bed, you know, he gets all nervous, and this, and she says, and she starts about to say, well, you know, yeah, and he says, why are you telling me? And she said, well, you know, the next time I ever ask you anything about your husband, say, it's none of your business, Dad. As much as I respect you and thank you for giving me this life, and the dedication has to be out of sight. Right? But Dad, why are you asking me questions that you have no right to be asking me? That was one mice with a gullet. No, sounds pretty much of a riot to what we're saying, no? Sounds like a riot. No, I give you one more riot, because I was nervous it wasn't enough of a riot. I need another riot. A riot, this I think is a riot brewer. This is mamshed icing on the cake. A riot brewer. They love you. No, what's the riot brewer? One time, there was a certain mice that there was a mice, it was mom also with two gedolim. Again, I'm afraid to say the names, but it's a mice with two gedolim. One was the son-in-law, and one was the father-in-law. And the daughter-in-law, Nemesis to Gadol, that every single person in this room knows the name. Again, I'm too scared to say the story, the name. One of this Gadol's wives, you know, the gedolim started out ketanim. He started out a young lad. And this young lad, the wife, got the tiny, I don't know exactly what the tiny was, and she wasn't happy about a certain something that was, well, a certain. And she went to her father's house, and her father was one of the Gedolei Olam. She went to her father's house, and she knocked on the door, and she told the father she has to talk to him, something very important. And she comes into the house, she knocks on the door, and she sits down, and the father sees her. I want to just talk to you about something. The father says to her, you don't live here anymore. L'shenei HaKadosh. You don't live here anymore. V'hayin levasim echas. You want to talk a bit of Hadda, you have Shai Lashon Bais, you go to a Rav, you go to an impartial party. He said, I'm not impartial. I'm not unbiased. And you know what his answer was? Because I like your son-in-law more than I like my son-in-law more than I like you. I'm not unbiased because I chose him. But we know sometimes the other age is also true. So if you tell your girl the next time she comes, she has a time, tell them there's Rabbanim out there, there's people out there they can go to. She should never feel it. She's kicked out of the house, obviously. It's done by from self-confidence. But she said, you don't live here anymore. Go and you have to deal with it. You can't deal with me. I said, I know what's going on here. All the Aiden are very nice. Everybody in the tshuva, right? I got the parents happy before, and then I got the children are happy before, they don't have to listen to their parents, and the parents are happy because the dedication has to be out of sight. And right now, we're only left with one person that's not happy, right? Who's that? The shver. No, and the shvigger. No, so I wanted to tell you one thing about the shver and the shvigger. No, one thing, because I think so the emes is the first halacha of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Furish that a person, chayev adam b'chavid es chot. He's mechayev to be mechavid his shver. And so one sefer, he made a little bit of a mistake. It says, mechayev to be mechavid his shver, said the shach on the page, kishar eskeim adam, well, kishar eskeim. Like all his, so one sefer, I think he had problems with his shver and his shvigger, and he writes, yeah, if they're old people, respect, so you have to give them respect like any other old person, like you'd have to stand up if he's 70 years old. It doesn't mean that, Rabbi Yisai. It means, I'm gonna shock you now, Rabbi Yisai. I'm gonna shock you. You have to stand up for your shver. You have to stand up for your shver. Ah, he's Michael, he's this, he's that. I tell you one thing. Is he Michael? Is he Mish Michael? I'll tell you one thing, for sure. But there's shum suffix in the world. If you stand up for your shver, if you stand up for your shver, you stand up for your shvigger. So I have no suffix in the world. No suffix. You're Makayim Mitzvah. That obviously you realize. You're certainly Makayim Mitzvah. I'll tell you one story about when I first came back from Eretz Yisrael, I used to stand up for my father. The first day I got back married to Saul, in America, everybody said, they're mindful of this, that, so I never stood up for my parents, I never even heard of the halacha. That's already also a problem, everybody said, in fact, I've never even heard of the halacha, it's already after something. Look, but the first time my father walked into the room, I stood up. So everybody knows my father, I stood and I sat back down. I said twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. Fine, the night came, I stood up again, it's just my mother, you see. The from thing, you know. So it happened. The next day happened. What, you know? It was. I think I came back. I think it was about Tuesday. But when Erev Shabbos came, and I did it one time, and we walked into the shul. My father walked in, and then I stood up. I thought, that's my son. That's my son. He just came back from Eretz Yisrael. I want you to know something. Everybody said they say they're Michael, and they are Michael. There's no suffix. I feel lucky they're Michael or whatever, right? But if you do it, it makes them feel good. Is the dedication out of sight? The dedication's out of sight. Don't you want to make them feel like $1 million? Don't they deserve it? The chulay. So that's lemaisa. Do you want to know though? But chayav adam mechaper is fair. Mechaper is the head of the table, etc. Chayav adam mechaper is a chodiv. Agov on the page, the shach right there, and excuse me, the taz. Anybody knows about the taz? Who was the taz's shver? It was the bach. So the Taz writes, the Bach Omar, as if to say, my Shver told me, Hu Adin Chanoisoi, Hu Adin the Shvigger. You know, as if to say, that my Shver told me, you also have to be Mechapa the Shvigger. It's Pashat Bemis. You also have to be Mechapa the Shvigger. No? But I'll tell you one thing, just a word of Chizik, I want to end with one aloha, but one word of Chizik about this Indian, of being Chayy Mechapa is Chadim Shver. The Gain of the night, he brings, what's the Makar? Chadim the Makar, you have to be, you have to have a Makar. No, especially the atheist. He says, I'm not being mechaber my shver without a raya. So the guy brings the raya. The guy, suck the guy. Because we see, David HaMelech. David HaMelech was mechaber his shver. Abayi said, I don't know how to say this any better. But if any of your shver, none of your shver, again, Shalom, the cheshbonis of the tzaddiki say the oilam, we don't understand. But it's hard to believe that the relationship, I have to say this boy from Shalkovit, Chalila, we're talking about people of the highest madrega, and we don't understand these things, but Chazal are teaching us something. And Chazal, certainly the Goyim used this example. I want you to know something. I saw in the Sefer afterward, I think Chamud Avil, he brings down, there were other cases that the Goyim could have brought Raya from. There are other places, but he brought this Raya. Tafka this Raya. Because Shoyal tried to kill David, not once, I might say, twice. And David HaMelech and Shoyal wasn't a Pashat HaMatzah, I might say. It wasn't a Pashat relationship. And I thought, Pekin, David HaMelech, No problem, David HaMelech. So that's what we learned today, Abayi said. About the, you have to be Mechaper the Shver, this figure. And about the, like we saw, that the Lashonis of Chazal teach us that a person is not Mechaper to wrap up his body and give it back. That's not the Kavanah of Chazal. I'll end with two things. There's a few Yediyas in Halacha, which I think are perhaps lacking. That's about the, like we said, that goes without saying, that to say, you know, I'll give you an example, Abayi said. You know, a person, you have to know how much do his parents require that he gives them attention. That they require attention, depends on the age. I'll tell you two stories. I'll tell you three stories. There's a maestro to Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, son, the Gilead Marshal, Rosh Shlomo Eger, I saw once, in one of the tshuvas, he wrote to his father, and he wrote the letter back that his father wrote to him in the tshuva. And he's, and Kaniri, he hadn't written to his father in a long time, and his father writes back, you should just know, I haven't received the letter, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kol HaTorikula, everything, Rabbi Kiva Eger was everything. And Rabbi Kiva Eger writes back to him, you know, I can't, Just one word he said to him. You know, I get a lot of naches when I get reshivas, and I haven't received one in a long time. Rabbi Shlomo Eger, when he writes back the tshuva, he says, oh, he writes back the tshuva, I'm so sorry, I'm so this. At the end of the tshuva, he explains what went on over here. He says, I see that I was over on the loch of Kibbutz Rabbi Eger, because I see that my father required a little bit more, and that, I don't know, maybe he used to write him a letter once a month, once a this, and I should have been writing it another time, another, one more time. If that's what your parents require, that's the chiv of Kibbutz Rabbi Eger. That's what you require to do. I know, some papa, you know, when I came there to sell, nobody had cell phones, nobody had, again, I told you 50 years ago, there's no cell phones in those years. And in person, you called your mother, you're a tzaddik if you called your mother once a month. And that's called a tzaddik back then. Nowadays, later, the person has to call, if the parents require, you call them every day. If he sees his parents need to talk to him 9 hours on the phone all day long, etc., that goes into the first thing that we spoke about. And you have to take this life, wrap it up, and give it back. That goes into the first two sides. I'll give you two stories of this, the Rabbi said. There's a nice Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, who's Yatua, the Chazon Ish, Rabbi said, I cannot describe to you the smother of the Chazon Ish. I can only describe it to you with one story. The Chazon Ish, when he writes in the Sefer, Chazon Ish, I heard this from Chaim Kanievsky's mouth. When he writes in the Sefer, Ein HaRashba Tachas Yod. The Rashba's not under my hand. I heard it from Chaim Kanievsky and a Shalom Zalker one. The Rashba's not under my hand. So what do we think it means? We think it means. It doesn't ever ask for in the house, right? You know what it doesn't mean, that Rabbi Yisrael? It means he was sitting at the table. He was sitting here, the Rashba was right there. It was right there. But it's not Tachas Yodi right now, and I didn't have enough koyach to stand up and take the Rashba and learn it. That's the Chazon Ish. That's the smother that we're talking about. We're talking about a smother, not from a different door, from a different league, Rabbi Yisrael. And this same Chazon Ish used to visit his mother. I can't even describe to you. The Chazon Ish, the smother Shein Kamayu. And he used to come in, and he used to visit his mother every single day when she lived in Bnei Brak. Every single day. Because he said that's what his... How did he know that's what his mother required? So I heard the story. The story was one day, his mother, Chazon Ish, was sick. He wasn't feeling well. So the sister, which is the disciple's wife, she went, and she went to the mom. And he said, oh, where's Avram Yishai? Where's Avram Yishai? So she said, well, he's not feeling so well. Oh, okay, so the whole night. When the stifle sister came back to the house, she said to the Chazon Ish, oh, the mama shit, Avu Shleim, or whatever. She noticed I wasn't there. She knows the Chazon Ish got up. I tell you, the mice I heard. The Chazon Ish got up. He was in pajamas. The Chazon Ish took the pants, put them over the pajamas. I said, mice shy. He took the pants from over the shirt, ran out of the house, ran. He was sick. And we said the Chazon Ish was sick. The same Chazon Ish. Ein Arash Petachas Yadi. Ran out of the house, ran straight to his mother's house. But she noticed. She knows Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish. I once heard from Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, the Gaber of Rav Michal Yehuda once told me that Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, he used to, every single day, he wasn't able to visit his mother because the Brits, he wasn't able to go through the street. He said the happiest day of his life, Ashrei mi shaloi chaman, right? I once heard B'shem the Chazon Ish. Ashrei mi shaloi. Even though the Gemara says happy is one who doesn't have parents, Chazon Ish says, but happy is the one who has parents also. The Gemara doesn't have to tell you that. That's posh. He said the one time, the happiest day of his life was when he hit 70. What happened when he hit 70? He started getting cataracts in his eyes. He started having, it was hard for him to see. And then they could visit mommy every day. That's what he said over. And I with one shayla, by his side. This person has to know how much he requires. One shayla, a person has to know something to ask. I'm just going to throw it out as food for thought. Not every single thing, this is a different sugya lagamrei, it's a narration on Aleph. Not everything a person is able to do for his parents. Because, for example, our parents, old parents, they need tipul, they need somebody to deal with them with shots and different things, etc. Sometimes it's mutter, sometimes it's asa. A person has to have to ask a shayla of these things. Even a haircut that Tshuva Paitz can talk about, because if you cross one drop of blood, like the Maran Sanhedrin, that Beidal says, it's already a shayla of shigig l'schenek. Even if you're doing it, and you have a right to do it, but Afa Pikei, when it comes to the Yisr of Maka Aviv, we're more machmer, but then the Rav has a Tatum, Ashkenazim, or Mermekon, that's inspired, that when it comes to a Tatum, if a person has, there's nobody else. What's called there's nobody else? Well, if the other person is a dentist, and it's going to cost $50 million, and blah, 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 so it could be this call that there's nobody else. These are things a person has to ask. A Shiloh.